There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
The only thing better than pizza is a great deal on pizza. And with Marco's, you get double the pizza and something for everyone. A large one-topping pizza with that perfectly golden crust and a saucy, cheesy pizza bowl without the crust. Plus, you get pizza's tasty sidekick, fresh baked cheesy bread, all for just $21.99. Seriously, what could be better than that? To see more deals and order, visit Marco's.com. Marco's. Pizza lovers get it.
It is a Friday morning version of the Frozen Rope Report, and we are glad to have you with us here on the Braves Radio Network. As always, I'm your buddy Kevin McAlpin, Truist reporter for The Fan and the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. It is Friday morning, May the 14th, 2021. Braves are coming off a sweep at the hands of the Toronto Blue Jays. And if you missed anything from yesterday's action here at Truist Park, we will get you caught up on what you may have missed as the Blue Jays broke out the brooms in yesterday's finale. A little bit later on, we'll take you inside the clubhouse to hear from Brian Snitker, Charlie Morton, and Will Smith as well. And more importantly, you hear this? We're going to turn the page. We're going to get you set for the Brewers series that starts tonight as we'll see Drew Smyly on the mound against Adrian Houser. 8:10 p.m. Eastern is your first pitch. Ford Leadoff Show with yours truly and Domino will start at 6:55 Eastern on the Braves Radio Network. So hopefully you'll join us for all of our coverage here tonight. And as we do on this show every single day, we'll get you up to speed on this date in baseball history. But folks, it's Friday, and that weekend getaway you've been thinking about, well, it's calling your name. And our friends at Audi Atlanta, they're going to help you make the most out of your adventures. Whether you're headed to the ballpark, a camping trip with the family, or even a romantic getaway, do it in style with the athletic 2021 Audi Q7. Get behind the wheel of this luxurious 7-passenger SUV and lease it for only $536 per month. At our dealership of choice, Audi Atlanta. With the legendary Quattro all-wheel drive, ample cargo space, and dynamic performance on the road, you'll be well-equipped for the journey ahead. So go big and go bold and take it for a test drive and let the good folks at Audi Atlanta treat you to a first-class car buying experience. Stop by their showroom on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter, or if you prefer, shop from the comfort of home using the Jim Ellis Expressway. Check them out online at AudiAtlanta.com to get started. Well, the Braves were swept out of their own building yesterday by the Blue Jays in a game that saw Atlanta get off to a good start on another Ronald Acuna Jr. Leadoff home run. 442 feet into the Hank Aaron Terrace in left field. First pitch of the ball game, as a matter of fact, from Ross Stripling, the veteran right-hander of the Blue Jays. That extends his franchise record to 21 leadoff home runs, and he's done it before. He's, really, just a couple of years in the big leagues. He's a quarter of the way to Ricky Henderson's all-time major league record, and he's done it, and he's only 23 years old. Matter of fact, I put these numbers out. We all know Ricky Henderson holds the all-time record with 81 career leadoff home runs. Ricky Henderson's 21st came in his 3,629th career at-bat. Yesterday, Ronald Acuna Jr. did it in his 1,040th at-bat at the top of the Braves order. So think about that. 3,629 for Ricky to get to 21. Acuna has done it in less than a third of the amount of time, 1,040 at-bats, 21 career leadoff home runs. And again, remember, he's just a kid. He's just 23 years old. So we'll see. Something to certainly keep an eye on as the years go by for Ronald Acuna Jr. Unfortunately, the Braves did lose Acuna late in the ballgame. He had that awkward play at first, trying to beat out an infield single, twisted his ankle, went down hard. He was on the ground for a few minutes, and I know the collective air at Truist Park was really zapped out of the building there for a few minutes. The good news, he did walk off under his own power. Snit said after the game, x-rays were negative. They're hoping to get him in the lineup tonight. I got my doubts. I got a feeling Adrianza gets a start in right field, and Acuna gets at least a night or two off. As far as Christian Pache is concerned, he also left yesterday's game after grounding out in the second inning. They're calling it a hamstring strain. He will go on the IL today. Ender Inciarte will rejoin the ball club from Gwinnett. So that is a couple of the injury updates from yesterday's ballgame. Braves are a banged-up bunch right now, and they've got to find a way to get this thing going. Obviously, we know Soroka. We don't know when we're going to see Mike Soroka, but we know that he's going to have exploratory surgery on Monday. And, of course, we're all wishing Mike well. You never want to hear exploratory surgery when it comes to really the guy you felt like was going to get back and be the ace of your rotation here in 2021. Braves are on the road for three. They are now 17-20 as they were swept by the Blue Jays. I think the one thing that's been probably the most surprising aspect of this team personally is the fact that they've been so streaky. And when they go on losing streaks, it's three or four in a row. Then they'll rip off three or four wins in a row. Then they'll lose three or four in a row. Then they'll win a couple in a row. Then they'll lose four in a row. It's not what we're accustomed to seeing, especially from the losing side of things. You're used to seeing the winning streaks, but you're not used to seeing this team look bad for prolonged stretches like we've seen this year. And again, they're going to have to figure this thing out. They're still right in the middle of the division as far as the standings are concerned here in the National League East, but they're going to have to get this thing going. They're going to have to find a way. I mean, look, it's essentially, you know, your same lineup that you've had the last couple of years. I mean, you're without Travis d'Arnaud. Well, that's a big loss. Silver Slugger winner from the National League last year. But look, you've got Acuna and Freeman, Ozuna, Albies. Swanson got off to has been a guy that gets off to good starts year in and year out. But again, your bottom of your order with Contreras and Pache in the pitcher spot has really just been a big wide open hole for you right now. So again, you're four games back of the first place Mets. The Braves are 17-20. They're 5-5 in their last 10, and they have lost three in a row. They're off to Milwaukee to take on a Brewers club that's two games over 500. They're 20-18, three games back of the Cardinals in first place in the National League Central. Milwaukee does not score a ton of runs. That's the good news. The bad news is neither do the Braves right now. So, they're going to have to figure out a way to scratch and claw and figure out a way to get some runs here as you move forward, or else this thing could get ugly in a hurry. And again, I'm not trying to, sound any alarm bells. It's May the 14th. You got a lot of season left to be played, but you'd like to start looking at some numbers, some things, and saying, okay, this is why things are going to turn around. This is an area where I feel really good about fill in the blank. And right now it's been hard to find a lot of those at this point in the season. So we'll hope for better results as the Braves don't have to see the Blue Jays anymore. They finished the season 0-6 against Toronto. They're headed out of town. And again, I said this with on the postgame show, if the Braves don't have to see Toronto again until spring training next year, it'll probably be too soon, to be completely honest with you. So the series and the year did not go according to plan against Toronto, but again, they're headed out of town, and the next time the Braves will see them will be at spring training next year. All right, as far as yesterday was concerned, Charlie Morton couldn't stop the bleeding. It's been the story of his season so far, 4 2/3, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Couldn't get through that situation there in the fifth inning. Braves had to get Jacob Webb in there, and he got the punch out of Lourdes Gurriel Jr., but 94 pitches in 4 2/3. So far, Charlie Morton has not been the guy you brought him in here to be. It has been frustrating, to say the least, for Charlie Morton. So, again, we'll hope for better results as we move forward. But, not necessarily the guy we all expected him to be. Thought he could be a number two or number three with this rotation, but right now, certainly pitching like a number four or number five right now. Between him and Smiley, the two guys you thought would come in, veteran presence, stabilize your rotation, hasn't happened to this point. And again, we'll hope for better things with Charlie as he moves forward. As far as the pen was concerned, good news. It's good to see Chris Martin back out there. He had a 1-2-3 seventh inning. That is a big piece to add back. You should get Shane Green back in the not-too-distant future. Newcomb had a good one the other night, so hopefully this pen stabilizing themselves a little bit. I know Luke Jackson is a guy who gets a lot of ill response when he comes into a ball game on social media. But believe it or not, folks, last couple of years, he's been one of your better relievers. So, back off a loop maybe for a little while. He has been fairly reliable for you here over the last couple of seasons. Will Smith, boy, it was a disastrous ninth inning for him yesterday. He went single, single, two-run double, ground out, single, RBI double, and that was it. He gave up those 4 runs on 5 hits in that ninth inning. The Jays would later add a sac fly from Lourdes Gurriel Jr. off of Jesse Biddle to push the advantage to 8-4, and then they go quietly, struck out the side in the ninth inning, did Jordan Romano. So again, the Braves are reeling after a tough series against Toronto. The Blue Jays club, they're a good team, let's be honest. They're a very, very good ball club, but again, we can all watch them from afar now and admire how good of a ball club they are and not have to face them hopefully until the World Series at the end of October. There you go. I said it. We need something to smile about here on a Friday morning. We're going to step aside for a quick break. When we return, we will take you inside the clubhouse. We'll hear from Brian Snitker. We will hear from Charlie Morton. You will also hear from Will Smith as well. We'll get to those three guys on the other side. This is the Frozen Rope Report right here on the Braves Radio Network.
Follow the Podcast Park on social media for live updates as new episodes hit and behind-the-scenes looks at all our shows. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Podcast Park.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We continue with a Friday morning version of the Frozen Rope Report. Kevin McAlpin here with you as we do a few times a week. And, of course, we're talking about a series loss against the Blue Jays. 8-4 was your final in yesterday's series finale. Time to take you inside the clubhouse. Let's first hear from the manager, Brian Snitker, get his thoughts on what he saw from his team in this series against Toronto. Here is Snit as he looks back on a tough series for the Braves.
Hey, Snit, do you have an update on Ronald?
Yeah, x-rays were negative, so that's good. And we'll just, he'll be day to day. We'll see how he is tomorrow when he gets up.
Yeah, was it his ankle? Did he turn it when he planted?
Yes.
His ankle?
Yeah, ankle.
Snit, what can you pinpoint with what went wrong with Will today? Anything in particular?
No, not really. I mean, he's been nails and, yeah, I can't pinpoint anything. I mean, it's a very aggressive team that he's facing, and you know, probably didn't locate some of his pitches like he wanted to.
Have these guys just been a really bad matchup, Snit, for two series, or have you guys?
Sure, looks like it.
Some bad pitching as well.
It looks like it. Yeah, they're an aggressive group, and we didn't match up real good with them. So, yeah, I guess it was a bad matchup.
How about Charlie? You think he can get more efficient with his pitches? He hasn't been like this in the past, obviously.
Stuff was really good. I know that the stuff was really good again. I think it's just I say when he started the game out, the fastball was really good. The breaking ball, yeah, everything was good, and then. It's kind of lost a handle on the one inning.
What about Pache?
He's got a strain. He'll be on the IL, hamstring strain.
And how will you handle center field going forward?
Well, Ender's available, so you know, we can bring him off the rehab assignment and let him play it.
You said Heredia will start playing tonight probably on rehab?
You know what? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Honestly. I lost track of that one.
With Charlie, it feels like there's a lot of two-out damage, maybe even some two-strike damage. Is that give you reason to be even more optimistic it could change quickly? The next start?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, like I say, if he was not throwing the ball well, I wouldn't have any hope, but he's throwing the ball too good. And I think he just kind of himself has to make these corrections.
This felt like, you know, you get Chris Martin back and you start adding some pieces that the bullpen's going to come around. What do you think about this group that you have right now?
What, the bullpen?
Yeah, just the bullpen as well.
No, it's good. It's good to get him back. AJ's been just so good. Will's been so good. You know, it's just kind of because they pitch the back end of games when they have a little, you know, stumble or whatever, it's huge. But I think they all can bounce back and you know, Luke had a rough outing last night and then came in, got a huge out for us. And you know, you just got to keep hanging with them. They got to keep hanging with themselves. I mean, they're good. They're good. They've done it before and they'll do it again.
Snit, seeing Acuna in that moment, I know the x-rays are negative, but what do you have a worst case scenario when you come out in that moment worrying about him?
Yeah, no, because you just don't know the extent of it or what, you know, he was trying like hell to beat the throw and I don't know, probably hit the bag wrong. I haven't watched it, but yeah, those are scary moments for players. Especially when they got the torque and force that he's running with. So I'm just, you know, glad the x-rays were negative.
From Snit to the guy who got the start yesterday, Charlie Morton. Short outing for him, 3 runs on 7 hits over 4 2/3. And let's now hear from the veteran right-hander and get his thoughts on what hasn't clicked for him to this point this season.
How maddening is it when it seems like every start you kind of run into those two-out issues? It feels like you're cruising and hit that spot. How maddening is that?
I don't know. I mean, it's not really the two out stuff. It's more just the, you know, it's, I don't know, 4 or 5 guys, right? It's like a walk, a, you know, some kind of weak contact hit. You know, a guy taking what I give him for a base hit, and before you know it, we got a bunch of runners on. Somebody has a double or like homer, or it's like the worst thing that can happens, you know, with a bunch of runners on. I mean, today it was just like, you know, to lead off that fifth inning, you know, 2-strike count, made my pitch to Reese, and he looked like he was sitting on heater there, and he did a great job, pulled his hands inside. Bichette did a good job on a mistake, you know, going the other way. Yeah, I mean, it just that the way that inning unfolded, it's like, I don't really know how to look at that outing right there, because I felt like almost very similar to the last time I pitched against them. Like, if you're able to limit them to a run or two after 4 or 5 innings, like it's pretty good. I mean, they're a really good lineup. And then just to have it unfold out in the last inning there, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Charlie, is it more frustrating in that your stuff is still so good? You know, it's not like you're out there throwing 5 miles an hour less than you were a year ago and giving up and not being able to get deep into games, you know, with 94 pitches.
Probably not, because if my stuff was down, then it would seem, I would probably have the attitude that there really wasn't anything I can do.
Right.
You know, like last year, I mean, if I can't pitch with my stuff like it was last year, like it's still fine. Like it's still good enough. It's not something that's going to blow people away and impress everybody, but like I should be able to pitch with 91 to 93, 94. You know, it's like, I'm still spinning my curveball close to 3000 RPM last year. But it's making an adjustment, right? It's like building on the good things that you've done and trying to forget about the bad things and learn from the bad things, right? So that's where I'm at. Like I'm trying to be objective about my outings. I'm trying to learn from my mistakes and just trying to get better. But I guess that's the silver lining, you know, and that my stuff is still there. It's just, there's some things where there's a pitch mix element to it. There's a mechanical element to it. Just an overall approach. But I feel like there's no reason why I can't get those things squared away and go out there and do a good job for this team.
Any last ones for Charlie before we let him go?
Charlie, you mentioned how good that Toronto
What is it that those guys can do that just make them so dangerous?
Yeah, so they're a little more aggressive going after pitches that really aren't their pitches early. It seems like they're a little more stubborn early, and maybe that that allows for a little bit more wiggle room, but they do a really good job. They do a really good job of, especially after they've seen you a couple times, of just being really aggressive to their pitches. So there's a lot of hard contact that I've seen them now for a few years. Like, for such a young team, they're really disciplined. They put together really good at bats. They're just, I mean, I've thought the same thing for a few years now. So, you just gotta mix, and you gotta make sure you're making your pitches, and that fifth inning is a prime example of that. Like, even the bottom of the order got that going, and they're just tough.
From Charlie Morton to the guy who had a rough ninth inning yesterday, and that was Will Smith. Boy, he had a tough go yesterday. A third of an inning, 4 runs, 5 hits. Could not get through that ninth inning. Blue Jays piled on, and that was all she wrote. And here is Will following yesterday's rough outing for him in that ninth inning.
Well, Snit was saying just how good you and so many guys have been. How frustrating is a day like this, and how quickly can you – you just push it aside, not just your outing, but just this whole series as a whole.
Yeah, it's definitely just one of those things where I guess they just had our number this year. We obviously went 0-6 against them. But yeah, sometimes it happens, you know, balls find holes. Then the inning keeps rolling and, you know, it happens.
Despite the losses, do you feel like there's been good news about the bullpen the last couple of days with Chris coming back and with Nuke back in there? And
yeah, we got Nuke and Big Rig back. You know, we're throwing the ball well. It's just, you know, when you're in the back end and you give it up, you know, it just seems to stick out a little more than any other times. You know, starters have got 5-6 innings to kind of bounce back and put up more zeros. If we give up one, sometimes all we have is a 1-run lead to work with. It's, you know, it just looks bad, but all the guys down there are throwing well. We're all working hard every day to get better. It just doesn't go our way sometimes.
And could the green addition come at a great time with you guys having had to pitch a lot so far?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get an arm like Greeny back, it's a positive for a team. You know, he's a good guy inside the clubhouse too. He's nice to be around. He works hard as well. So yeah, you'll take a guy like that on your team any day.
Will, what's the feeling as a team that, you know, we see what the Dodgers record is, nobody's taken off across the league. When you're a good team, you know, or a team that's supposed to do something like you guys are doing, would you say that you're being patient right now? Or what's the mood in the clubhouse as a team's going through the first 6-8 weeks of the season?
I mean, the mood is that we're a good team. We just got to show up and play every day. That's really all we can do. Guys show up every day. They've got their routines. They go through their routines. It's a clubhouse full of a bunch of professionals that are going to get it done. You know, we don't try to freak out over anything. We look at the bigger picture and just keep your head down and keep working. That's all you can really do.
How encouraging was it? I don't know if you'd even heard, but the x-rays are negative when you see Ronald go down and then, you know, get what seems to be good news.
Yeah, it's always good news. When one of your superstars like Ronnie is, you know, you see him, you know, the way it acted, you know, in the bullpen, it's kind of hard. We don't really get the broadcast down there or anything. So we're just kind of speculating down there. So to come back in and hear, you know, he's going to be all right. And it's day to day. And, you know, we'll go from there. And whenever Ronnie's ready, we'll go.
So we appreciate Brian Snitker and Will Smith and Charlie Morton as well. And again, hoping for better results as the Braves go on the road to take on the Brewers this weekend. All right, a couple of more for you. A couple of this date in baseball histories for you. It was on this date, May the 14th of 1913, that Walter Johnson's streak of 55 and two-thirds scoreless innings ends when he gives up a run in the bottom of the fourth in the Senators' 10-5 victory against the Browns at Sportsman's Park. That right-hander, Walter Johnson, the big train, his record would last until 1960. When Don Drysdale would surpass that mark, tossing 58 and two-thirds scoreless innings for the Dodgers. On this date in 1913, the big train's scoreless inning streak came to an end. It was also on this date in 1965 at Fenway Park. Carl Yastrzemski would drive in five runs, hitting for the cycle with an additional home run. However, the efforts would fall short as the seventh-place Red Sox fell to Detroit by a score of 12-8. Couple of more for you on this date, May the 14th of 1972. After 21 seasons with the Giants, Willie Mays makes a dramatic return to New York in his debut with the Mets when he hits a game-winning home run off of Don Carrithers to defeat the Giants by a score of 5-4. That was home run number 647 for the Say Hey Kid. All right, one more for you. It was also on this date in 1986 that Reggie Jackson homers off of Roger Clemens to surpass Mickey Mantle on the all-time home run list with 537. Jackson would retire next season, finishing 21 years in the big leagues, sixth on the all-time list with 563 career home runs. Well, that's going to do it for the Frozen Rope Report for your Friday morning. Folks, I hope you all have a great Friday and a terrific weekend. We will do it again with you here real soon, and hopefully we're talking about some better days ahead for the Atlanta Braves.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.